Father, here's the title, Mary of the Most Blessed Sacrament, a new title in the Church. Or is it from the Fathers of the Church? It is from the Fathers of the Church. And the reason is obvious. Except for Mary, you would not have Christ. And remember, Christ is not merely God. Christ is the God-man. Except for Mary, God could have, but he did not want to become man, except by being conceived and born of his mother Mary. The Eucharist began in the womb of Mary. And that, by the way, is a good way of explaining the Eucharist, because then people understand, or you begin to understand, that the Eucharist is, it is not just God present. God is present everywhere. Was God present in Nazareth before the Incarnation? Otherwise, it wouldn't be at Nazareth. Was God present in Mary before the Incarnation? It had to be. Was God present in the angel Gabriel? Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Gabriel. God was present. He is present everywhere as God. But Christ is present only, only on earth in the Eucharist as the God-man. Thanks for the extra gift. Catholic devotion to Jesus Christ. Who is now present on earth, no less than he was visibly present in the first century. In Palestine. Please explain. Well, what makes Christ Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist. Now, obviously, we cannot perceive the bodily senses. We do not see a man. We do not see, well, a visible, that is, corporeally visible person. So that the only difference between Christ's presence on earth in Palestine in the first century and his presence now on earth in the Eucharist, the only difference is in us. In our perceptibility. Am I making sense? Our senses do not perceive. Well, that's obvious. Before the consecration, it was bread and wine. Looked like bread, tasted like bread, same with wine. After the consecration, our faith tells us that objectively, in reality, what is present on the altar is no longer what was present before the words of consecration. In other words, all the difference, all the limitation between Christ's presence in Palestine in the first century and his presence in the Eucharist, it is a limitation on our part. There is no difference objectively. There is no difference in Christ. And sisters, and the longer we speak about this, and with God's grace, we prayerfully think about it, we begin to realize this is the mystery of our faith. Those who believe in the real presence are Catholics. Nobody else is, no matter who they may say they are. They're not Catholic. One of my students, I have classes on Sundays, either in Detroit now, or I used to in a place called Ann Arbor, where Frank lives, where the University of Michigan is located. And by year I had questions from the students. And one young man, after class, he told me that the previous Sunday he went to Mass at his parish church, and the priest used leavened bread, which he should not use. It's valid, but should not be used in the Latin Rite. And there was no pattern, that's what we call it, or no communion plate. And as a consequence, many particles of the Eucharist fell on the ground. God was covered with particles. Well, the priest walked away, finished the Mass, went to the sacristy, and my student told me that he waited until everybody looked around to see if everybody was out of the church. Everybody was out of the church. And he thought the priest was gone too. So he went to the front of the sanctuary, took out his handkerchief, and began picking the particles of the Holy Eucharist and put them into the handkerchief. And after a couple of minutes, the priest had not left the sacristy. He saw this young man picking up the particles. So he shouted, "What are you doing?" "I'm picking up the particles," were dropped during Holy Communion. And the priest said, "Get out." And the young man protested, "But Father, this is our Lord." And the priest again said, "Get out." And the young man he's husky. And he told me, the priest came over and stood over him and said, "Get out." And the young man protested. So the priest then, now the fellow told me he could have walked out, but to make it clear what his faith was, the priest then dragged him out of the church by the collar, dragged him out of the church. He told me he did that to impress the priests with what he was doing. And sisters, your community, my community, the Archdiocese of Calcutta, the Archdiocese of Detroit, you'll be only a stone, and listen to this, and will survive the last only as long as there are still bishops, priests, and the coarse religious and the laity who believe in the real peasants. Sisters, there are about 1,000 extinct dioceses in the Catholic Church. Do you hear me? dies and went out of existence. There is no Diocese of London left. It does not exist.